Okay, good morning all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Welcome back to Mort, first and foremost. Good to have you back if we missed you. So we discussed Pasakum, bread that was baked by non-Jews. We discussed Bishalakum, food that was cooked by non-Jews. And now we have Chalavakum, milk that was milked and produced by non-Jews. So what is the halakha here? So this is probably one of the biggest misconceptions. A lot of things that are misconceptions, but this is a pretty big misconception out there. And so are we allowed to drink milk that was milked by a non-Jewish person and produced by them or not? And so the answer is pretty simple. Back in the day, the reason why there was a prohibition of drinking milk that was produced by a non-Jewish person was because at the end of the day, you cannot necessarily fully trust another person. And there were many elements of the production process that could have included either taking milk from another non-kosher animal, which of course would not be kosher for us, or perhaps including ingredients from a non-kosher animal, which were legitimate concerns. And therefore, there is a prohibition that Chazal said you can't drink milk from a non-Jewish person. Nowadays, the standards are quite different. And the reason why essentially is based on a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that nowadays, certainly in America and in many of the other built-up countries, there's very little concern for the fact that there would be an unkosher element in the ingredients process or whatever, because of the fact that there are so many governmental standards that are on the milk production. And so for them to lie or for them to have any sort of something that's misleading, it would cause a tremendous financial loss for them. The government would fine them for various reasons. And therefore, as a result, due to the fact that it is not just unlikely, but nearly impossible for a milk production company in America, and again, in most other built-up countries, to have any sort of a lie or do something that's misleading that would include something that when we drink our milk, it's milk from another animal or something of the like. So as a result, we are allowed to generally drink Chalav Akum. But the very famous story goes with Rav Moshe Feinstein that at the end of the day, he did not drink Chalav Akum. He would not drink milk that was milked by a non-Jewish person. He would only drink milk that was milked by a Jewish person. And so there is a chumrah, there's a stringency that a person can accept upon themselves to only have Chalav Yisrael, which again, many of us probably are familiar with, even though a number of us, I'm sure, do not keep it. And so it is something I would say to work towards, but I always tell people before they take on stringencies, you have to make sure you're doing all the basics before you actually have all the stringencies. And so Hashem should bless us that we should have the ability to not just keep all of the laws, but also the stringencies as well in the right time. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chanan.